The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 15 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths again today for the August 12th update. So far this week, the health unit has confirmed 50 new cases, which is up from 37 cases last week and 28 cases the week of July 25. There have been 0 COVID-related deaths reported in Simcoe Muskoka in August. New cases reported today include Barry, 9, 2 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case transmission is linked to travel, 3 to close contact, and 3 are listed as community acquired, no known link. The remaining cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case transmission is still under investigation and the other is listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 4, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to an outbreak and the others are still under investigation. There are currently 84 active cases in the region. 2 people from Simcoe County is hospitalized with COVID-19, which includes 1 new hospitalization since yesterday's report. The health unit has confirmed 5,108 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 41 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,000 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 230 delta cases, and 676 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 12,468 cases of COVID-19 with 12,129 of those cases recovered and 255 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 70% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 10% have had their first vaccine dose. The remaining 20% is unvaccinated. Approximately 30% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 61% is fully vaccinated. Vaccine administration has dropped in the last week with 1,132 doses administered on August 10, which is the lowest daily total since March 20. Anyone aged 12 years or older living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on August 12. Municipality total cases **** recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate %% of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosorantio 209, 207, 2 July 4, 1763 55.3%, Barry 4159 4010 121 August 11 2711 68.4%, Bradford WG 2098 2046 38 August 10 4806 67.2%, Clearview 137 131 5 July 29, 9/11 62.7%, Collingwood 242 239 3 July 22, 981 79.2%, ESA 480 461 4 August 11 1975 69.5%, Innisfil 1 22 1204 18 1 August 11 2971 62.6%, Midland 202 195 6 August 6 1,103 74%, New Tecumseth 1,494 1,469 18 August 10 3,529 65.8%, Aurelia 309 308 August 7,914 76.6%, Oromedont 219 213 5 July 31 939 82.1%, Penetanguishene 202 192, 8 August 5 2096 77.6%, Ramara 109, 107, 1 August 9 1043 60% Severn 84, 81, 3 July 27 560 56.1% Springwater 288, 280, 2 August 9 1344 77.7% Tay 117, 115, 2 June 24 1043 75.4% Tiny 133, 130, 2 August 9976 66.9% Wasaga Beach 266, 259, 5 August 8 1122 72.3% Asterisk cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.